Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, cool dudes. Welcome to another episode of Marek's Bedtime Stories. That was the sound of a stream hitting a steep drop. Relaxing, wasn't it? I hope so. Let's get on with today's stories. Number 27. Martin was being kept awake by foxes and insects in his back garden. What made it worse was that one of the foxes was Martin's ex-girlfriend. Yeah. He had misunderstood the advice of a friend who had told Martin, after he'd been dumped for the 100th time, that he should get back out there and go out with a real fox. Well, he had. And he'd fallen in love. And then he was dumped for the 101st time. And here she was, rubbing his face in it, in his very own back garden. Plus, she never made that much noise with him. Number 28. As Mark made his way home from his last therapy session, he saw him. Yep, that was him. He would never forget that face. The man who mugged him at knife point 2 years earlier. The man whose selfish act had put him into therapy to try and get over the trauma. He'd imagined this moment thousands of times in his head. What he would say, how he would hit the man, or how he would scream for help. But that was before his therapy. The therapy that had taught him that his mugger was probably a victim too. A person. A person who had probably been neglected in some form and felt the need to steal from others, risking a life in jail. Mark approached his attacker. The attacker looked up at Mark. "You mugged me 2 years ago," said Mark. "And there's something I want to say to you." Their eyes met for a second. Mark continued. "I forgive you." The mugger looked at Mark. "Give me your fucking wallet." "29.
Football, football, football,"
shouted Terry from the stands for about the 50th time. "Is that the only bloody word he knows?" said a bloke sitting behind.
"Football, football, football,"
shouted Terry again. The bloke sat behind was right. That was the only word Terry knew. But this was not always the case. 2 years ago, Terry was a world-renowned neuroscientist. One afternoon, in his office at home, Terry made an unexpected breakthrough. A way to unlock the power of the neurotransmitters, which would allow the human brain to function at 20 times its current capacity. Terry was about to change the world. "Eureka!" he shouted. Terry's 3-year-old son ran in to see what the fuss was all about.
A joyful Terry lifted him up into the air, not noticing his son drop a small football onto the floor. Terry stepped and slipped on the ball, fell backwards and hit his head on his desk. When he awoke, he saw the football on the floor and his son standing behind it. "Call an ambulance," said Terry. Except they were not the words that came out of his mouth. What Terry's son heard, and the only thing anyone would ever hear Terry say again, was,
"Football, football, football."
30. Gordon looked over at his angry wife and crying children. How was he supposed to know that Lapland was a table dancing club? He wondered to himself, how was he going to tell her that they were booked in for 3 nights?
Maybe it's time to pack all this acting like in, love. It's like calling yourself an astronaut when you've never even been to space. I bet your agent doesn't even know your name,
said Glenn's mum. He does know my name, said Glenn. Sighed Glenn's mum.
I think it might be time you got yourself a proper job.
Glenn hung up. The phone rang again. What now, mum?
Ben,
said the voice. This is Glenn, said Glenn.
Yes, Glenn. Glenn, it's Colin. Colin Arnold Associates.
Oh, great. I thought you'd forgotten about me.
Yeah, well, listen, good news, Ben. Job's come up.
Great. What is it? A man one or a man two? I mean, hell, I'll even take a man three.
Actually, it's a lead role.
What? Is it paid?
Yeah, paid.
A short film?
No, it's a feature film.
Are you pulling my leg?
No. It's legit. You'll be playing the hero. 30-something catalogue model down his luck, gets involved with the wrong crowd, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's a good script.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah. The only thing is that you die at the end of it.
Oh, that's fine. We did that on my screen acting course.
No, I mean you actually die.
What?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a snuff movie. I mean, still, it's good money.
Right. Did they ask for me directly?
No, I put you up for it.
Okay.
Oh, yes, and they've said you have to pay for your own transport to the studio. But it will only be one way, so, you know, not too much.
Okay.
Now, are you interested, Ben?
It's the lead, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'll do it. 32. Sue lay on the edge of the bed, as far away as possible from Charles. She put up with years of his stinginess, never buying drinks at social events, collecting napkins from restaurants to use as toilet roll at home, pretending to have a wooden leg so he could get into tourist attractions on a disabled rate. But when the next door neighbour told her that the dress that Charles bought her for her 60th birthday looked exactly the same as the one she left out for charity the week before, well, that was it. One more thing, thought Sue. Just one more thing, and I'm leaving. Charles broke the oppressive silence. Half a penny for your thoughts? Number 33. Ian absolutely hated the 31st of October. As if trick-or-treating wasn't bad enough, Ian had to spend the whole day thinking that people were trying to say hello to him. Number 34. Wow! Look at that cloud, said Jack, pointing to the horizon. It looks just like a naked man. Nicola looked to where Jack was pointing. I mean, she had to agree.
The cloud looked exactly like a naked man. Meanwhile, over on the horizon, the Flasher was congratulating himself on his ingenious cloud costume. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed the stories. If you want to find out more about me, go to marriottlarwood.com and follow me on social media. Please like and subscribe. And if you want to donate to help me make more podcasts and films on YouTube, it would be much appreciated. Thank you for listening, and I'll leave you with more sounds of that stream. Sweet dreams.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.